This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Russia or pro-Russian elements are likely behind the leak of several classified U.S. military documents posted on social media that offer a partial month-old snapshot of the war in Ukraine. VOA's Marissa Melton reporting.
Three U.S. officials spoke to Reuters about the leaks on Friday. Speaking separately, the U.S. Justice Department said it was probing the leaks. The U.S. officials said the documents appeared to have been altered to lower the number of casualties suffered by Russian forces. The Kremlin and Russia's embassy in Washington did not immediately respond to requests for comment. An initial batch of documents circulated on sites including Twitter and Telegram. They were dated March the 1st and bearing markings showing them classified as secret and top secret. The U.S. Justice Department said late Friday it was in touch with the Defense Department and began a probe into the leak. It declined further comment. Marissa Melton, VOA News.
Ukraine's leaders discussed ways to prevent leaks of military information after the secret documents were leaked as well.
Reuters has not been able to review the documents, and a Ukrainian official has suggested the posts could be part of a Russian disinformation operation. While leaders work to hash out ideas, rounds from Ukrainian howitzers echoed through this forest in northern Donetsk. These soldiers are just a couple dozen miles from the war-torn hub of Bakhmut, one of the last urban centers in the eastern province yet to fall to Russian forces. British intelligence suggests those forces are threatening a key supply route to the city. Ukraine says it's holding on in a difficult situation.
That's Reuters' Angela Johnston. North Korea claims it tested this week a second type, a known type of nuclear-capable underwater attack drone designed to destroy naval vessels and ports, adding to a flurry of weapons demonstrations this year. This is VOA News. China is imposing sanctions against the Ronald Reagan Presidential Library and other U.S. and Asian-based organizations in retaliation for the closely watched meeting this week between the U.S. House Speaker and Taiwan's President. The Reagan Library in California was for the site for the very rare high-level bipartisan meetings the Republican House Speaker Kevin McCarthy hosted Wednesday for talks with Taiwanese President Tsai Ing-wen. U.S.-China relations have sunk to historic lows, and tensions between Taiwan and China have risen. Israel's military hit sites in Lebanon and Gaza early Friday in retaliation for rocket attacks it blamed on the Islamist group Hamas, as tensions following police raids this week on the Al-Aqsa Mosque in Jerusalem threatened to spiral out of control. Reuters' Olivia Chan reporting.
Earlier this week, Israeli police clashed with Palestinian worshippers, arresting and removing hundreds of people from the compound. It drew condemnation across the Arab world. The ensuing rocket attacks on Thursday on Israeli towns were the largest from Lebanon since a 2006 war. They interrupted the Jewish holiday of Passover and sent residents running for shelters. Israel's military responded with airstrikes early on Friday.
Reuters' Olivia Chan. President Joe Biden's administration is laying the blame of its predecessor Donald Trump for the deadly and chaotic 2021 withdrawal of U.S. troops from Afghanistan that brought about some of the darkest moments of Biden's presidency. A judge has halted FDA approval of abortion pills, AP's Lisa Dwyer with more details.
A federal judge in Texas has thrown into jeopardy the most common method of abortion in the United States, ordering regulators to temporarily halt their approval of the drug mifepristone for abortion. The U.S. district judge, who is a Trump appointee, signed an injunction directing the FDA to stay the drug's approval, while a lawsuit challenging the safety and approval continues. Federal regulators in 2000 authorized the drug in combination with a second pill, misoprostol, as safe and effective. The Food and Drug Administration is expected to swiftly appeal. Clinics and doctors have said they may switch to using only misoprostol, which is slightly less effective than the two-drug combination. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
There's more at voanews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.